Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
You know what's happened since, Tausch, is whatever exit I used to access that area is all, like, walled off now.
Locked it up.
We had some guy in here filling his pocket. It looked like I was looting the place.
We have this coffee.
This was my one shot.
We have this coffee track. It leads over here, and it's right in front of Bill. Said, Eric, I'm sorry. Your credentials are gone. You're out of here.
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Great to have you with us from inside UWM Panther Arena at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano with you, kicking off our week-long live coverage of this major event that we have talked about specific to the RNC for the last couple of years, run up to the DNC for a couple of years before 20. So
it's been a long conversation.
More than half a decade we've been talking about this moment coming here to Milwaukee. Some interesting things coming in about what's ahead this week. Eric, we talked earlier about the speakers, and the feature here in Milwaukee will be the primetime speakers inside Fiserv Forum on that big stage. And I made the point the other night following the assassination attempt on former President Trump that everybody's rewriting their speeches now. Things have changed. The landscape has changed. Everybody's changing their speeches. May not be the case.
So NBC is reporting that most of the speakers have been told, hey, don't change anything. Keep them the same. And the point was is that you can't have every speaker talking about the assassination. Can't have everyone.
Interesting.
Or the assassination attempt.
Right.
Sorry. So the idea there being like, hey, no, keep what you have already written. Go do it. And then we'll kind of tweak specific speakers to have something said differently. Now, one person that we do know is saying something different, or at least it claims to, former President Donald Trump told the New York Post last night while he was flying into Milwaukee that he has ripped up his speech and that he intends on giving a different speech on Thursday.
The thought being perhaps it's the president's story to tell, or the former president's story to tell. Let's let him do that and maybe a few others. But to your point, right, if it's the same speech every night, and also these speeches were prepared with various content points.
Right.
Different speakers have different areas of strength.
I mean,
I'm looking at the list of dozens and dozens of speakers. Some of them are names that you wouldn't know. Some of them are names that you would. Everybody who's on the short list for vice president is on the speaker's list as well. What I haven't been able to find is who's today. I got the list of everybody who's supposed to be, but it doesn't seem to be broken out by today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Now, Dana White, I think, is today. At least
that UFC guy?
Yeah, I think that's the expectation.
Among those who are listed as, like, celebrity speakers, so not necessarily politicians or elected officials. Let me see. Yeah. Lee Greenwood, country music singer-songwriter. And I'm proud to be on a
Do you sing also? Do you sing while you're up there?
Man, you got to hope he would. Give us a little something.
Just
a stanza,
taste.
Right? Amber Rose, rapper and influencer. Yes, and Dana White, CEO of Ultimate Fighting Championship, among the names outside of the political sphere that you might recognize.
We walked around Fiserv Forum on Friday, and there's one thing that I noticed specifically when we walked through that place. And they have it to the nines. You know, it's set up. It looks gorgeous and all that. But what I notice is that there is not one logo or anything to suggest that that's the home of the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe that's just part of offering a convention space. Is, hey, look, we can remove all signage so there's no distraction or anything like that. But there is. It's as if the place was built for the RNC convention.
Yeah, it looks exactly like that. So much more coverage here from UWM Panther Arena, the broadcast center inside the Republican National Convention. Sports is coming up next. That's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities ramp up tonight. Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Home Run Derby will be tonight. 7 o'clock our time. All-Star game featuring Brewers William Contreras and Christian Yelich. That is tomorrow. Tough couple of weeks entering the break for the Crew, however.
2-0 to Mitchell. Fly ball deep center. Back is Young. Staring, watching, gone. Garrett Mitchell, his first home run this season. 6-2 Brewers on the blast by Garrett Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell back with the big league club and getting in on the offensive explosion Sunday at American Family Field. Brewers 9-3 winners over the Nationals, going to the All-Star break at 55-42 and with a 4.5 game lead over the second place Cardinals in this Central Division. Brewers fans, I know I felt like got to get one going into the break here.
Yeah, I've been scuffling a bit.
So Brewers manager Pat Murphy, as he would, right, kind of took a contrarian view to that.
You need them all. You know, like you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking. You got to come back into the win tonight and get it done. And you know, I didn't think we played a complete game by any stretch. You can say the guys are tired. They might be. And they know the break's coming. So you've been in baseball as long as I have. Whenever there's a definite break coming, you can see sometimes lapses. You know, I thought there was a lot of great effort today. A lot of great effort.
You know, think about that in your work life, right? These guys maybe do have the best job in the world.
Sure.
They're pro athletes. They're living the dream, all that. But that's still where they work. And they got like a week off coming up. And they haven't had a lot of time off in months.
They
so
can go anywhere.
Absolutely. Right? So to Murphy's point, yeah, you want to keep the guys on track and they're human. Brewers don't play again until Saturday. Two-game series against the Twins starts off the second half in Minnesota.
Trouble in South Florida. Soccer fans trying to force their way into Miami's Hard Rock Stadium for Sunday's Copa America final match. This was between Argentina and Colombia. It was chaotic enough where ticketless fans, apparently, were trying to climb into what appears to be the stadium's air ducts so they could try to get in.
Hey, like, those aren't good seats
all
either.
All these fans, a lot of them, according to officials, did not have tickets. They're just trying to get in to see the show, to see the game. Obviously, big game. Argentina would win it. But this is concerning because that stadium's going to host the World Cup in 2026. So, okay, what do you need to do now to fix that? So you don't
get
have
a ticket.
To...
That's what you need. You need to have a ticket.
Yeah, that's a good start.
I fixed the problem.
Don't need to worry about ducks. Just buy yourself a ticket.
Hey, one of the biggest staples of summer is back, the Cream Puffapalooza. This is the best way to get your cream puff fix ahead of the Wisconsin State Fair. And you don't have to wait until the end of the month. You can register now for your free 4-pack of cream puffs at WTMJ.com or text PUFF to the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Get there fast. Once we hit our limit, we're done. So make sure you get registered. It's the Cream Puffapalooza. Happens only here on WTMJ. Live from inside the broadcast center, UWM Panther Arena, at the Republican National Convention on the official day one. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson giving his briefing earlier today, about 6:30. Did mention that he's not going to spend a lot of time talking politics this week. He's going to talk about Milwaukee and that everybody has a job to do to make sure that everyone here who is in town, regardless of their political stripes, leaves with a great impression of Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
The point of hosting the convention is to host more conventions and to have a reputation of being a city that can handle a convention of this size. So that's what the city's hoping to do.
So far, the story of the day being the traffic issues. Debbie's on top of it, but WTMJ Steve Scafidi, who follows us with the Political Power Hour, said they forgot one piece of the whole security checkpoint thing was how to manage the lines of traffic that then spill out onto the rest of the streets.
That's going to be the bigger issue because most of us aren't going to the RNC. Most of us aren't coming into these security zones, but anyone working downtown is going to start seeing some long lines from cars that are trying to get into the zone. Keeping an eye on the situation from over the weekend, former President Trump says he's supposed to be dead. He says he shouldn't be here. He calls it a miracle that he survived the shooting on Saturday, telling the New York Post that the doctor said he's never seen anything like this. He called it a miracle, said Trump, who had a loose, large white bandage covering his right ear. His staff insisted to the Post, though, that no photos be taken. So I haven't seen what the injury, how significant the injury looks like just yet.
Entirely possible we find out tonight, as former President Trump is in town, said to be staying at the Pfister downtown and possibly making an appearance on the floor in tonight's primetime coverage here at the RNC.
So who is this suspect, this 20-year-old, this Crooks? Who is this guy?
The FBI is confident that Crooks acted alone, but they still don't know why he acted at all. He was on no FBI radar, had no criminal record, and what they've seen so far of his digital history has offered no useful clues as to why he carried out this historic act of political violence.
So it's Thomas Michael Crooks. They're trying to figure out his situation, but then there's also what happened with security. You had someone 150 meters away able to fire an AR-15 at a former president and current front runner for the GOP nomination. And there's also some wonder, there apparently an officer did try to stop him before the shots were fired.
This morning, growing questions about the security response at former President Trump's rally. The Butler County Sheriff telling ABC News that moments before the gunman shot President Trump, a local officer confronted the shooter on the roof, but the shooter quickly turned and aimed his gun at the officer, forcing him to retreat and fall down.
So then he fell down, and then it was moments after that that the shots were fired at the former president. Of course, there's going to be a lot of investigations that are going to take place. President Biden has already ordered one. There's going to be congressional investigations as well. So a lot yet to be figured out as to what happened with security on that day.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, is our guest here at the All-Star Break on Brewers 360 coming up at 7:45.
There's a lot of Hollywood news that broke over the weekend. Many people passing away. We'll get to that in a second. The story that may have gotten lost in the shuffle was Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial. Baldwin, of course, part of the Rust shooting that occurred in New Mexico on that movie set where he inadvertently shot and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. That trial was dismissed because of evidence that was revealed during testimony. It was ammo that was brought into the sheriff's office in March by a man who said it could have been related. So prosecutors say the ammo, nah. Not important, unrelated to the case. But Baldwin's lawyers alleged that they buried it, filed a motion to dismiss the case, and just like that, the judge dismissed the case.
And with prejudice, meaning
right.
That it's done.
Yep.
It's over.
Now, he will still have to go through some civil trials, and they anticipate that could still weigh against him. But, yeah, this was the big one. He was seen weeping after that was announced on Friday.
You mentioned the celebrity deaths in terms of legacy or mourning or that attention immediately after, the lookbacks, the obits.
Yeah.
All like lost in the shuffle of everything that happened this weekend.
Right, because of what happened Saturday.
Otherwise, yeah, you'd right. Hear a lot more about Dr. Ruth, Richard mm-hmm. Simmons, Shannon Doherty, and Shelley Duvall most recently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That whole list of, you know, they had about what, just a couple of minutes where people were doing the lookbacks and, hey, big news, this has happened.
One.
And then the assassination attempt on former President Trump, and that erased everything else from the headlines. But, weekend of those Hollywood-related deaths and a number of pretty important careers among them. 7:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. On Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstead, Vince Petrano live inside UWM Panther Arena, the kickoff of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. We are hearing this morning, I think for the first time, Eric, directly from the director of the United States Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. She's been almost singularly focused on this huge event here in Milwaukee, the U.S. Secret Service, involved intimately in the planning of the security apparatus here in Milwaukee. But in light of the weekend events where you had the attempt on the life of former President Trump, she is out with a statement just now this morning. Has a couple of things in there about the investigation, how the Secret Service will cooperate with the independent investigation. One that President Biden announced yesterday, saying the Secret Service will fully participate. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, obviously. Looking at a couple of questions there. Number one, looking into the suspect. This is Thomas Matthew Crooks. How did that happen? But also, were there Secret Service and security failures that need to be investigated and corrected? Beyond that, though, as it pertains to Milwaukee, her statement about security here in the city for this week, I did not notice anything in terms of what we were told how security would work that has changed. That said, Director Cheadle said they did go back over every detail of their security apparatus here in Milwaukee and did make some changes, said it was designed to be fluid. You see, the security plans for the national security events are designed to be flexible as the convention progresses. And in accordance with the direction of the president, the Secret Service will continuously adapt our operations as necessary in order to ensure the highest level of safety and security for convention attendees, volunteers, and the city of Milwaukee. She said, in addition to the additional security enhancements we provided former President Trump's detail in June, we have also implemented changes to his security detail since Saturday to ensure his continued protection for the convention and the remainder of the campaign. That from the director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle.
So we are in the UWM Panther Arena right now. When we were walking the grounds earlier this morning, coming in, walking outside the Baird Center, haven't made it to Fiserv yet today, but there are cops everywhere. There are cops everywhere. They keep walking past us here. A different pair will come walking through. So they have, this place is protected. At least it sure certainly appears that way, just given the number of officers we've seen.
It's interesting. And as we said, there would be there from all over the country. Yep, I've seen a lot of different badges, like a lot of different city names. Exactly, here in Milwaukee to provide that security this week. 745, Brewers 360 up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers Christian Yelich and William Contreras, your All-Stars, set to start tomorrow night at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Home Run Derby is tonight, 7 p.m. Central. And the Brewers go into the break on the heels of a 9-3 win, beating the Nationals. And a record of 55-42, 4.5 games up on the second-place Cardinals. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on the line with us this morning, in fact, live in studio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. What's up, Dom?
It's nice in here, guys. Anything going on this weekend? I was just in baseball mode.
Nice and roomy.
Yeah, this is nice. Nice place you got here. It's been a minute since I've been in here.
It would require an act of Congress to get you any closer to us this morning, so I'm afraid we're just going to have to do it this way.
We can move some mountains, no big deal.
All right, man. Listen, heading into the break, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, he said, nah, they're all important. You know, this whole business of it's nice to win one as you head into the break. I don't know. Maybe for Murph, I don't buy it. As a fan, I feel much better coming off that win.
100%. You're exactly right, Vince. This is a little game where you're not trying to say, like, one game matters more than the other. But, man, it feels a lot better when you win 9-3 as opposed to, like, losing 9-3, right? No one's going to reject that. I think yesterday was a day that we knew the Brewers are always capable of. Yesterday looked like the offense we saw in May, and it's just one day, not going to overreact, but just a little bit of everything from everybody, and then maybe one of those pillars leading the way, and that pillar yesterday was Willy Adames.
Dallas Keuchel, no more?
Yeah, it was a move that didn't surprise anybody when they signed him, knowing that it was going to be a temporary solution. It's more about the fact that there are arms on the way back that are imminent to return than about needing Dallas Keuchel. There is a chance he accepts the outright assignment and just goes back to AAA Nashville, or there's a chance another team wants to use his services as well. But Joe Ross is near his return. D.L. Hall is near his return. Devin Williams is near his return. So you need to make room on the roster.
Talking with Dom Catronio on Brewers 360. So you just mentioned a bunch of guys that we could be getting back here soon, Dom. So what to make of this team here at the break? I know we're past the halfway point, but at the break, we are in first place. We're 4.5 up on the Cardinals. But, man, last couple of weeks we scuffled a little bit. So is this team starting to stumble, or is this team ready to rise as it gets healthier in the second half?
Ready to rise, for sure. Every single team goes through this stretch heading in the All-Star break. There's only, like, a couple of teams that ever want, we don't want the All-Star break, right? The Yankees have been the worst team in baseball since right. The mid-June. The Orioles have scuffled here as well. The Phillies just lost a series to the Oakland A's, right? The Dodgers just got swept by the Tigers, right? I mean, this happens to everybody. Now, the Brewers know what they're capable of. They are getting those reinforcements back, and they've certainly exceeded expectations to this point in the season to not only be in first place, but really comfortably in a playoff spot. Regardless if they win the Central, they're looking pretty good to grab one of those wild card spots with only 65 games to go.
All right, Dom, if you could only watch one of the events, All-Star Game or The home run derby. Which one are you watching?
I mean, oh, come on. You know what Dom's going to say.
I mean, dingers.
He's in the game.
Oh, no, yeah. Dingers.
Oh, really?
Dingers.
Dude,
come on, Vinny.
I thought for sure. You're a purist. You like the game.
I love the game. Don't get me wrong.
Classic.
I love the game. It's an awesome, still, like, sports all-star game. So many struggle with it. But come on.
Yes.
You want to see me sock some dingers, man? Let's go. Let's
yeah,
see the home run derby.
Dingers. Taters. I love it.
Home run derby is tonight at 7 o'clock. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, guys.
Idea Man.
I think you guys should be pushing. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Innovative.
It has a good chance of beating the Eclipse.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno. Because then you're 97% of the way.
All right. Enough.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. The roadshow is on.
Yes, the roadshow is on. We are in downtown Milwaukee at the RNC. So, Tausch, you're not going to believe what Vetrano already did.
Uh-oh. Double gloves.
Me on the radio.
Double gloves today.
I don't know if he had the gloves on or not. So we're in the media row, right? So we're on the in the bowl, and there is different media entities from across the country here, even internationally, and local stuff too. And we got here fairly early. It was just starting to – people were just starting to broadcast when we first rolled in. And Vince goes – walks away for a while using the restroom or whatever, and he comes back and he's got coffee, he's got waters for us, and he's got snacks. I'm like, hey. I'm like, hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. He's like, yeah, no problem. He's like, yeah, I got it out of a green room over there. So oh. Come to find out that whatever green room he was in, he was not supposed to be in.
Pretty sure that wasn't for us.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think at these things, and obviously the RNC is a monster convention, but I always look at it, like when we go down to Super Bowls and we do media row and everything else, and nobody really knows what's going on. And it's not like if you can get in and get access, I'm sure security is monstrously tight down there. Super Bowl security, oh, yeah. You got to get a pass and all this other stuff. I look at that as it's all fair game. I mean, if that coffee is just for like Republican candidates and anything else, you're not going to be in there. So if you can go get it, Vinny, go get it.
You know what's happened since, Tausch, is whatever exit I used to access that area is all, like, walled off now.
Locked it up.
And we had some guy in here filling his pog. It looked like I was looting the place.
We have this coffee.
This was my one shot.
We have this coffee tracked. It leads over here, and it's right in front of Bill. Said, Eric, I'm sorry. Your credentials are gone. You're out of here. It wasn't even me. And then he sells you out. I could see this thing going sideways.
Yeah. Hey, so what advice would you give, having done the media row stuff before? Is there a way to do it? Is there a way to handle it? I mean, there's people that are going to start filing in here every which way.
Yeah, so two things. And Greg Scalzo, who obviously is our guy down in Milwaukee, we would just go and you just, especially with all of the different people coming in, you have to do some crazy stuff and never be afraid of being told, no, you're an idiot, get away from me. Because we went and, you know, you end up getting a lot of cool guests because there's a lot of people that you typically wouldn't get on your show that right. are there. And I think, you know, some of the most memorable stuff we had were people, you know, we had a Miss America pageant. We had, we tried to get Papa John Schnatner, who was the head of Papa John's at the time. And when he decided that he was too big time for us, we said, well, we're out. We're done with Papa John's. So you just never know who's going to be there. And we were not afraid to make idiots of ourselves trying to get him to come on our show.
I would suggest it's empty enough at the start here. Virtually anyone could get on the radio here this morning.
Right. We'll take some page.
Hey, just me being on here with you guys at 7:50, that tells you that as well. So that all makes sense.
No, we're not bumping you for anybody, Tausch.
I love it. Okay, until John Roberts or a senator. Or
nope.
And by the way, nope. I totally would understand. All right, we appreciate it, fellas.
Tosh is locked in.
All right, Chief Justice, now you can come sit down. Yes. We're done with Tosh.
Nice to see you, Your Honor.
Yeah, sorry. Sotomayor, just hold up a second. Tosh is on. We're good.
Take a seat in the green room. It's right over here.
Have some coffee.
Yeah, there's no coffee left, but Toronto drank the whole canister.
Bring some back, would you? All right, we got to go. See you, Tosh.